Hey LA, Lance Bass here with the latest in the City of Angels. Immerse yourself in our vibrant fashion scene where exclusive streetwear meets high-end boutiques. Stroll through styles defining our bold, wildly creative city, like the unique finds at Melrose Trading Post, a real LA gem. Explore star-studded experiences on Hollywood Boulevard, behind-the-scenes studio tours, and moments of awe under our legendary blue sky. Picture this. The iconic Griffith Observatory, inspiring directors worldwide. Plan your weekend at discoverla.com. It's the time to leave your mark in the City of Angels. Lance Bass, zatting off.
This is Frosted Tips with Lance Bass,
an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hello, my little peanuts. It's me, your host, Lance Bass. This is Frosted Tips with me, Lance Bass. Imagine that. And my wonderful co-host and happen to be husband, Michael Turchin.
Well, hello, happen to be husband.
You can call him Turkey.
You can call me that too. Gobble, gobble.
Babe, all right. We are at the iHeart Theater, which I've never been to, by the way.
I know,
this
me neither.
Awesome.
It's like a legit theater.
It is beautiful.
It is.
The sound system is cranking.
It's booming.
We are loading up the car. We are driving to Vegas. It has been a long time since I've driven to Vegas.
I'll tell you how long it's been.
How long?
It has been, I think, like 12 years.
How do you know that?
Because we drove to Vegas like when we first started dating, and that was the last time we drove there.
Is that the trip where I asked you to be my boyfriend?
Yes, it is. Also,
no,
that's how I know
way.
As well. Yeah.
Okay, we have to tell this story.
Yeah, you
I
surprised
had no idea.
Me. I was going, it was my friend Zach's friend, who I'd never even
Sarah.
Met. What?
It was Sarah's birthday.
No, it wasn't her birthday. It was actually for his friend Ross from Chicago. We have not seen in years. Sarah happened to be there too.
Okay.
She was invited. And I was with Zach driving to Vegas, and then we're like, oh, I was dating Lance. It was a couple months at that point. And Zach was like, oh, Lance got us like some passes to some show, whatever, but they're in his mailbox. So I'm like, we're going to stop by his house first and then drive. So I was like, okay. So we went to his place. I like crept up in the house. I was still like awkward to like
you
knock
didn't
on
want to meet my roommates.
Yeah, well, I had met them before, but I was not comfortable like around them yet. I still felt like awkward going up to the house. I had a lot of anxiety that time, just in general.
You still do.
And I still do. Anyway, where was I? What was I thinking? Hey, so then we got the tickets, about to then go back into the car, and then you just like jump out of the bush in front of your house, and you're like, surprise!
It was the first
coming too, because you were supposed to be in New York.
Yes, right.
Yeah.
God, I was so romantic back in the day.
You were back in the day.
All right. So that was so we officially became boyfriends on the last time we drove
to Vegas.
To Vegas.
Yeah.
12 years ago.
Yeah.
Wow. Look at this full circle.
And
now we're following the Pod Meets World cast and my ex-girlfriend.
Look how that full circle.
Is this awkward for you?
It's very awkward. It's very uncomfortable.
Okay.
Actually.
Because I see her over there.
I'm.
They're getting in their car. This is going to be.
I'm going to cut some of her hair when she's not looking in the back of it. Those flowy locks. It's going to go.
Well, I mean, I did live in Vegas. That's why I would always drive there. But I swore I would never drive again after the 8-hour traffic that I would hit sometimes on a Sunday afternoon.
Yeah.
No more. But I'm doing it this time. We're not going to hit traffic.
No. But this time, at least we have a bunch of fun stops on the way, which I'm excited to go to.
Which I've wanted to do a lot of these because me, back in the day, I would, you know, maybe 2 stops. But we're going to see the tallest thermometer in the world.
I mean,
come on.
We can say we saw it. Hopefully.
Seven sacred mountain, whatever,
Seven
magic mountains.
They could be sacred to you.
Which I thought was a theme park, but it's not.
No, it's a different magic mountain.
It's rocks.
Yeah.
And they're beautifully colored.
Painted rocks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It begs to, you know, ask, how do they keep them so freshly bright
colorful, with paint.
I know, but like, do they do it every day? Because I've seen these pictures and they look like
they're
freshly painted.
You'll have to call up Mr. and Mrs. Seven Rock Mountain Man and whatever his name and ask. Yeah.
One stop which you've never been on, which we're not doing today, is Calico Ghost Town. Which
is
a
legit
ghost town.
You told me about this so many times.
Yeah,
it's a legit ghost town.
But we're stopping near there.
Okay.
And then also, let's see, Peggy Sue's. Is that, we're going to Peggy Sue's?
Yeah. No, we're not going to Peggy Sue's. We're going to Jenny Rose.
Jenny Rose.
Peggy
that's
Sue's
right.
Long lost cousin.
Peggy Sue's is like the 50s died. This is the other one. Where
yeah, Jenny Rose.
I think
Rose.
It was the cover of Sheryl Crow's first album.
Yeah, that was on the back of it.
Yeah.
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 The big heart says Jenny Rose.
Jenny Rose.
But most importantly,
yeah.
Our first stop, we're going to the Cracker Barrel.
Oh my gosh, I forgot we're going to the Cracker Barrel.
Yeah.
Which I haven't been in years.
I know, we're about to eat.
That is, look, growing up in the South, that's where you would go after church.
I was going to say, that's where you're going to go for like a good occasion. Yeah, where you
only had breakfast. The only thing I've ever had there that was lunch-like was the mac and cheese and country fried steak.
Okay, the only thing I had there that has been lunch-like has been two things. Either the fried catfish on Fridays have.
Oh, I love that you know that's on Fridays.
And I had fried chicken. Yeah, it's fried catfish, fried. I just remember that.
Wow, that's weird.
That's embarrassing.
My favorite thing about it, though, besides the hash brown casserole and the apples and their buttermilk biscuits, the general store, because they always have Christmas stuff.
It is always.
And now there's going to be Halloween stuff.
The inside of Cracker Barrel looks like the inside of your parents' house during any holiday.
Yeah.
Like it is the same kind of similar.
I'm hearing some negativity out of this somehow.
But there was none negativity. That's all you just taking that in. I was saying that with love and joy and festiveness.
Those eyes. I mean, if y'all could see these eyes right now, they're like, I would love my decorations.
Yeah, of course I do.
Okay. So yes, I will be getting a lot of things. So just yeah. I mean, look, there's alien jerky on the way.
Okay, we can get that.
There's all kinds of just random stuff on the way to Vegas.
Fine, we'll get another bag. We'll check it in. We'll make it work.
Okay. What else we got for you before we start this show?
Well, we're also, once we get to Vegas, it's going to be the iHeart.
Oh, well, Festival. I mean, yeah, the iHeart Festival, which is going to be so. I was here last year. You didn't get to go.
No.
But it was so much fun. And it was right before we started this show.
Yeah.
Because I remember coming here thinking, I'm going to go and be able to like announce a show, but we didn't. We weren't able to because we started, I think, in January, February. I don't know. I can't believe it's only been a few months for Frosted Tips.
Well,
we've been
doing
this for
months.
3 years.
It's been January, so it's not been a few months. No, it was January.
January?
Beginning of the year.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just a few months to me.
No, it's not.
No, well, it's
almost
not a year.
10, actually.
It's definitely not even
almost
10
months.
Well, that's still not a
year. That's not a 10 is not a few.
10's a few to me.
No.
That's a few.
I guess we're at this is our first argument of the road trip.
Oh, Lord. And it's not even started yet.
No.
I'm going back in the theater.
I'm going back in the closet. Bye.
All right, guys. Okay. When we come back, we're going to continue our road trip to Vegas for the iHeart Music Festival. And I'm sure we're going to run into our pals, Pod Meets World, on the way because I do see them in front of us. So hopefully they don't speed too much. Actually, I'm the speeder, so. Keep up, Ryder.
Yeah, eat our dust.
All right. And thanks, Hyundai, for making this happen.
Yes.
We are driving in their Tucson.
Their Tucson, which is so nice.
So nice.
All the new Hyundai cars are like, they did something crazy.
Gosh.
Like the rebranding is
and
like
that
crazy.
And moonroof. I know. It's like a convertible.
I know. That's why next week I'm getting a Hyundai.
All right. Hey, Hyundai.
We're getting a Hyundai next
week.
We're
getting a Hyundai.
I know. I'm very excited.
All right. All right. We'll be right back with our continuing road trip to Vegas.
Hey, L.A., Lance Bass here with the latest in the City of Angels. From epic shopping to nonstop pride events, DiscoverLA.com is your gateway to everything L.A. From walk-up windows and rooftop bars to year-round alfresco dining, Los Angeles is a culinary thrill ride sure to leave visitors hungry for more. From tacos to sushi, we truly have some of the best restaurants. After you get a bite to eat, get a taste for fame firsthand by attending a star ceremony on Hollywood Boulevard or glimpse behind the scenes at World Famous Studio Tour. Stop and see a movie at the iconic El Capitan Theater and check out the stairs outside the Dolby Theater where all the stars walk before the Oscars. Take a hike at glamorous Griffith or stop for a boba or a draft cold brew at an outdoor cafe perfect for people watching. There are endless amounts of outdoor activities in L.A. with our beautiful weather. And, of course, Pride is celebrated every day in Los Angeles. Everyone is welcome to experience our sparkling nightlife, indulgent spas, and sensational shopping. Plan your weekend at DiscoverLA.com. It's time to leave your mark in the City of Angels. Lance Bass, signing off.
All right, so we have Hitchhiker Jamie with us.
Yes, we picked him up in Los Angeles.
Uh-huh. And we have now tapped him as the interviewer.
Yes.
So that now we can answer the hard-hitting questions.
Wow.
And there's some hard-hitting questions.
They are pretty hard
so,
and pretty hitting.
Hitchhiker Jamie. Let's do it.
What are your thoughts on road trips?
I love a road trip. I usually live in Vegas, so I have driven this many, 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 many times before.
Obviously, with NSYNC, we do a lot of road trips.
Driven
cross country many times, but on, you know.
Well, I wouldn't mind the road trips if I was in like in the tour bus.
Like beds. Yeah.
Well, yeah.
I would, yeah. But the Vegas trip, I mean, I think it's the perfect length.
Next question.
Right. So if you're going anywhere on a road trip in a Hyundai, where would you go?
If I were to go on a road trip, okay, so I now know my favorite road trip because we just did it.
We did do it. It was nice.
You start in San Francisco and you drive the 101 back down to Los Angeles or even go to San Diego. It was beautiful. So nice, and there's so many different ways you can take it. But yeah, that's my new favorite, and I can't believe it took me this long to be able to do it.
I know. That was a great road trip.
Yeah.
Michael, you agree?
I do agree. Of all the road trips I've taken, that was my favorite.
Yeah.
It was pretty, like, each stretch wasn't too long. Again, if, like, the most you do is, like, two a little plus hours each stretch, then it's a doable road trip.
Yeah.
I used to drive to North Carolina every year to my grandparents' house from Miami, and it was like 13, 14 hours, and it was just the worst.
Mm-hmm. Highlights from that trip, the coast of California trip.
Yeah, well, you know, now that we're older, it's more of like what beaches and trails you can do and spas you can stop at.
It was so, basically eating and going to spas was with the highlights.
We didn't even have one drink. Well, I guess we had one. I had an espresso martini, but it was definitely a,
It was more
like
chill.
A healthy trip.
Yeah, minus all the food we ate.
Yeah, but we hiked a lot, though.
And when you're on this trip, you're choosing a podcast. Ooh. What are you listening to?
Okay, what podcast? I mean, of course, Pod Meets World is one of my faves.
Of course you do. Let's get over her already. You're married now with children.
It's the one that got away. Let's see. Of course, like everyone else, I love a good murder mystery podcast. So I love Serial. Let's see. Other ones. Oh, and I love scripted podcasts.
Oh, I love a scripted podcast.
Yeah. I like that those are now a thing.
You mean like Bedtime Stories at the Ingleside Inn?
I mean, you can't beat Bedtime Stories at the Ingleside Inn starring, you know, Jason Alexander and all some of the best comedians of all time.
Let's go down memory lane a little bit there.
Oh, I love memory lane. God. Let's go down it.
Take us back to the NSYNC tour bus days.
Look, I loved being on the tour bus. I don't sleep better than when I'm on a bus. It just rocks me to sleep, and the vibration and the sound, that's why I can't really go to sleep quickly now. If I'm in a still bed with no noise, my brain won't shut off. But yeah, it was so fun because you got to just kind of play in between shows, and all of a sudden you leave Phoenix and you're in Dallas now. You're like, okay. And then your friends get to join you on the road and family. That was always fun. Because especially during the height of NSYNC, my friends were in college. So they would jump on the road with us a few dates and have the best time ever. But I also had to share a bus with Joey Fatone. Mm. And that gets
farted a lot.
It gets a little stinky.
Ugh, it's a little stinky. Gross.
And his brother was also on it.
Oh, God.
Because he's a videographer.
I'd be like, nope. I mean, I'm sure he didn't have the option back then. I needed my own bus.
Yeah. But the good thing is eventually when we made it, we had a bus that had a shower on it. So it was nice because with an NSYNC show, you're on the bus heading to the next show before the band stops playing the last song. So you're out of the venue.
Oh, wow.
So that you don't get caught in traffic, the fans aren't, you know, whatever. So you're ripping your mics off, you're taking your clothes off, you get on the bus and you're just in a tank top and underwear. And just a towel, and you're soaked. I mean, soaked. So you can't take a shower right away because you're just gonna keep sweating. So you kind of have to sit there in the filth for a good 30 minutes as you eat your cold Olive Garden. And then once you stop sweating, that's when you can take a shower. Yeah.
That sounds great.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice.
Yeah.
It smells wonderful.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, Lance, you were hypothetically back on an NSYNC tour bus. What five essential items would you take on the tour bus with you?
Okay, hypothetically, if I'm on the NSYNC tour bus, well, one, this time it would just be mine. It's because I have a family now. So, sorry, Joey, you're off.
Of course, it's just yours.
But the essentials, My kids. Gotta have the kids.
Well, minus the kids. So what are actual things? Okay. Like, they don't count.
Well, entertainment for the kids. So toys, whatever, little play room for them. You have to have your iPad.
Of course.
Because that's how I'm going to watch most of my movies. You have to have amazing snacks.
Of course.
Let's see. Another
thing. Back in the day, what were you like? Oh, I wish I had this. I wish.
A really good pillow.
Yes.
Because you sleep a lot. So you're not going to use the bunk pillows. You got to bring your own real nice pillow. And some really comfy shoes, like house slippers, because you're basically in a house.
What about a nice candle? If you want to make it smell nice if there's something stinky.
It's dangerous to have a lit candle.
I know, but you like to live on the edge.
I do. What about you? What are your five essentials?
Oh, when I tour?
When you tour, yeah.
Well, when I tour, it's a whole other story. I've always had my own bus. Usually plane, my own plane, but I usually need a butler.
Okay.
On the bus. A bus butler, a bustler.
A bustler.
Is what I used to call them when I used to tour. Yeah, that's mostly it. And he just gets everything else I need, so it's kind of a one-stop shop.
What snacks do you have to have on the road?
Twix and caviar. A little sweet, a little salty.
Okay.
You dip the Twix in the caviar and you do it all at once.
Okay.
All right. So when you were on that bus back in the day, who would be on the bus with you on your tour bus? Who else would be on the bus?
It depends on how long the stretch is. If it's a long stretch, we would all kind of ride a bus together and have fun, maybe play drinking games. And there was always a game we would play on long stretches. Say it's like a 12, 18-hour drive and overnight. We would, play little drinking games and, you stop. One of the most fun things about being on the road is the truck stops. Like, you always stopped at all the truck stops, and we always had a game. And the game was you had to pick the cheesiest thing you could find at the bus stop, because there was just really horrible-looking toys, just the weirdest things. So everyone would come back on the bus and show what they found, and I'd always win because I could find the tackiest thing ever. And then the other game we would play is we would put money into a fishbowl, and the last person to pee wins the money. So you're playing drinking games, and I'd always win that one too because I had such a good bladder. And so yeah, I would always be the last.
Wow, humble brag much.
I mean, God gives you something.
Gave him a good bladder.
Now, what bunk were you trying to get when you got on these buses?
Good question. Okay, so the bunk situation. Well, the first bus we ever had was a double decker, so all the bunks were upstairs, but they were real teeny beds. Once we were able to spread out a little bit and we kind of split up the buses, I always got a bus that had like a king size bed in the back, and I'd always sleep there. So my bedroom was in the back with a big old king size bed, as everyone else had to sleep in a little.
Oh.
Yeah.
You're fancy.
But I also had to share it during the day too, because it turns into like the little living room. So everyone's kind of on your bed the whole time until you go to sleep.
Okay.
Yeah. So kind of tying into that, who would you consider the messiest and the cleanest in the group?
Ooh, can we just guess?
Yeah, guess who you think the cleanest and the dirtiest is.
I feel like the cleanest would have been maybe JC.
Yep, 100%.
And I feel like the dirtiest was probably Joey or Chris. Maybe Joey.
Maybe a tie.
Joey and Chris.
Yeah. And JC and Justin might be a little tied too, because they're both really very clean. Neat.
Yeah. And you're just Goldilocks.
And I'm Goldilocks, right in the middle.
Uh-huh, right, you're middle. Just right.
Yeah, yeah. A little dirty, a little sweet.
Like a Sour Patch kid.
Yeah.
A little sweet, a little sour.
Mm-hmm. Any issues with getting car sick?
No, I don't get car sick at all. I just don't get motion sickness. But this one here does.
I do, the older I get. I know, the test is...
You can't ride roller coasters.
I know, it's so hard for me now.
Boo.
Michael asked Lance anything, and then Lance asked Michael anything.
Okay.
I don't know.
I have a question for you.
Yeah, I'm going to go back and forth.
Hypothetically,
yes.
If NSYNC tours again,
yeah.
You've never been on tour.
No.
What's the thing that scares you the most about touring?
what scares me the most? Yeah. I don't think. I mean,
are there things you've heard about the road? You're like, oh, I've heard that.
I don't know. I think I've heard it gets wild and crazy, and I don't conform to those beliefs. No, I'm just kidding. No, there's nothing scary. I mean, I think it's exciting. I don't know what would be scary.
The pee jar.
The what? A pee jar?
You would lose on that.
Yeah. Oh, the pee? Oh, with peeing. Yeah, I would have to pee a lot.
And there's no number two on the bus. That is a rule.
Well, I might. Rules are meant for breaking. I'd only go if it was like an emergency, a medical emergency, and I'd poop my pants.
And what are your real thoughts on our kids growing up on the road?
It depends how old they are. Yeah, it depends how old they are. If they're little, sure, fine. If they're like in school, then, you know, I don't want to disrupt their school.
You're not up for homeschooling on the bus.
Again, if they're really little, sure.
No, let's say they're 8 years old.
No.
No homeschooling? Because we could put them to work.
Oh, God, no. Yeah. No, we cannot do that.
They'd be a good crew.
No.
And it would teach them a lot.
Child labor laws.
They'd have to ride the crew bus, though.
No. Yeah, the only thing I guess would be stressful is having kids on a tour bus.
Yeah.
That would be stressful.
They'd have so much fun.
I know they would, but I'd be stressed.
They'd be riding their little bicycles everywhere, thinking they own the place with their little passes.
Okay, it'd be pretty cute.
Yeah.
Okay. No, but I'm pretty actually... No, I'm not scared. From a thing, it's a question I have for you. How was your whole Hot Ones experience that you just saw in New York after the VMAs?
I'm still feeling the Hot Ones. It's so funny. If you saw the NSYNC group text for the next 48 hours...
Oh, I know, after. It was all poop talk.
It was just... It's gold. Gold, gold, gold. Lots of pictures, lots of great comments. But yeah, I mean... It was definitely a strange first TV show to do after 23 years. Well, I guess we did Ellen. But, yeah, I was like, okay, this is an odd one to choose as our first show.
No, it's a good one. I said from the beginning, it's perfect.
It was so good because I never watched the show.
I was trying to tell you, convince you it's a huge show, and you're like, nope. We're going on a random show. We're eating hot sauce. This is N6. I'm like, it is a massive show, Lance. You didn't want to hear it.
Well, I just, you know.
Never listens.
You know, you don't know what's going to happen on a show like that.
Of course you do.
There's lots of room for embarrassment.
But you've got to not worry about the embarrassment part. The second you start worrying about embarrassing yourself, that's when you become staged.
Okay.
Who cares? That your only people like you more if you embarrass yourself. Mm. No one likes a buttoned up, I'm scared to make a mistake and star.
Well, my favorite thing was Joey thinking he was so tough that he was eating pretty much the whole wing on every hot sauce. And he was going through it.
He was probably just hungry.
I've never seen someone sweat like that. Him and Chris were just pouring sweat.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, it was that number seven though, whatever, something bomb. Woo! It was, I mean.
It was balmy.
It's weird because the rest, they all kind of burnt in the throat or the lips. But this one, you didn't feel it at all in the throat. You only felt it at the tip of your tongue.
Well, that's usually where your spicy taste buds are in the front of your tongue.
Well, it lasted for a while.
So whenever I eat something, trying something super spicy, I try not to let it hit the tip of my tongue.
Well, I wish I would have known that little rule.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Taylor Swift in front of us.
Hi, Taylor.
Oh, hey, Taylor.
My favorite job in the world, if it was legal, is to go around and just take people's licenses away. Like, nope, pull over. Come here. Give me your license. You can't drive anymore. You're done. Like, you're done.
Yes, this is true. He's stated this many times.
Like, there's just some bad drivers.
And if there are...
There's just selfish
If there are,
drivers.
Lance will let you know about it.
They're just selfish. They don't give a... on their thong. Like, just, what are you doing? There was a guy yesterday on Mulholland Drive... And he came into my lane on the phone. On Mulholland Drive. Like, what are you doing? That's just selfishness.
Yeah.
That's someone that doesn't give a f.
Just get that all out, babe.
Yeah, sorry. Sorry.
What were we talking about again? We went on a tangent of yelling at drivers.
Obviously, having a blast on this road trip to Vegas.
Yeah.
Speaking of Vegas.
I'm having a blast.
Yeah.
What?
We'll be there at some point.
Yeah.
Tell me some things you guys just love to do in Vegas.
I love the shows in Vegas.
Yeah.
I normally, this is weird. I don't normally like going to concerts because I always think concerts are too long. Yeah, and it's like a whole, just to get to the arena or stadium's always such a production.
It's an effort.
It's always more excited. For me, I'm more excited going than I'm there. I'm like, well, this could have been 30 minutes less, an hour less. Like half the songs, I'm like, oh, I'm going to go to the bathroom. I don't know these songs. But in Vegas, they're all 90 minutes, and they all sing their most famous songs, and you don't have to, it's all there. You just walk across the street.
Bam, bam, thank you, man.
See the show, and
then
you're off.
Same thing with movies. Give me a 90-minute movie.
Yes.
It's all we need.
Yes. We don't need some 3-hour blockbuster. Blockbuster.
But living here in my 20s was different from coming now in my 40s.
Well,
you know, but now... I love it. It's the best shows.
Yeah, the residences. Best. Now.
I mean, every major chef has their restaurants here. We saw Lady Gaga and her jazz show.
They're like a must-see residency.
Okay, Lady Gaga's jazz show. I was a little disappointed I didn't get pop tickets, so I went to the jazz, and I'm like, okay.
Yeah, we all went.
Oh yeah, and I thought, you know, when you're there, like half the people were definitely, you know, older people. And I'm like, okay, this is going to be nice and just relaxing. Oh, no. It was a perfect concert.
It was so great.
God, the way she just played this character and she was funny and just everything she sang was incredible.
Yeah,
that
was
probably
so good.
One of my favorites I've ever seen. But I mean, Celine Dion, too.
Well, Celine was amazing. And we just saw Kelly Clarkson a month ago.
Great.
And she was so good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Who do you think deserves to have their own residency?
Who deserves to have a residency? Probably a lot of people.
You know who deserves a residency is Pink.
I was about to say Pink, too.
Yeah. I would go see Pink because she would put on a show. Like, she's not going to sit there and be like, I'm going
to
make a lot of money.
She would need to, like, take over one of those Cirque du Soleil ones so she could, like, fly
it would be very
and stuff like that.
Yeah. I really want to perform in the new Sphere.
Any favorite restaurants specifically?
Favorite restaurants. They're
always ever changing. But I still love is it Bobby Flay's the Mezza? The grill Mezza. Is it the grill?
Sure.
All right. Anyway.
Why not? We love that place. I love there's Carbone now in Vegas, which is
Sinatra's.
So good. Sinatra's was really nice.
Vanderpump Paris.
Oh, Vanderpump Paris, I mean, there's so many restaurants. Literally, all the Gordon Ramsay restaurants are so good. They're all so good. Every chef has a restaurant. I mean, we come for food and shows and drinky booze.
Yeah.
Now, Lance, you've definitely been here over the years. What is one of the weirdest things you've ever seen in Vegas?
One of the weirdest things I've ever seen in Vegas. I mean, I've had lots of weird experiences. Like one, I'll never forget. It was New Year's turning 1999. And of course, you know, the big song was Prince's 1999. You know, it's like everyone had been waiting years for it to be 1999 so that this song could come back. And so we were in Vegas. I was like 20 years old because I wasn't even of age and Justin was even younger than that. But Prince invited us to his show and we're like, oh my God, this is great. And it wasn't even performing. He was doing a New Year's Eve party. And I'm like, well, we're going to that because obviously he's going to perform 1999. And I mean, that's where you want to be when it turns 1999 with Prince. So we go and, you know, we're sitting at our table and having a good time and it keeps going and going. I'm like, well, when is he going to go on stage? He never performed. I'm like, oh man, so he didn't perform 1999.
Classic Prince.
And he's sitting there, you know, at a table, and we're like, okay, well, you know, we'll go say hi to him. So he summons us.
Oh.
Summons us. It's like, I would like to meet the boys.
You were summoned.
And so we went over there to his table, but then we realized there was like a line, like a receiving line.
Like a meet and greet.
Yes. And we're like, I think we're good. So we left and we're like, well, we have an hour before midnight. We got to find somewhere. So we went to Luxor at Ra. Yeah. And again, Justin and I are underage, but James Vanderbeek is with us.
Oh, yeah.
And Fergie and like all the like just most random people. And so, like, yeah, because Fergie was on tour with us, Wild Orchid. Mm. And so we're going into Ra and James hands, you know, me his license to get in. And then I hand the license, you know, to Justin, you know, to get in. And the doorman finally gets to Justin. He's like, yeah, Dawson's already in here, so this ain't happening. And we're like, oh! So they kicked us all out, and we had to ringing the new year on the streets, just outside Luxor.
But did you have fun?
And we had a blast.
Well, that's all that matters.
Definitely
really
memorable.
It's memorable. Yeah. Okay, you just have a story.
Mm-hmm.
Well, speaking of which, let's play some Teen Idol trivia.
Teen Idol trivia. Teen Idol trivia. Okay.
You just named one for me without trying. Name as many three-named teen idols as possible.
Three-named.
We'll go back and forth.
Yeah.
Mary-Kate Olsen.
Okay, that's one.
Okay.
Oh, you did one. Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
Oh, JTT. Zachary Todd Bryan.
Oh, Tiffany Amber Thiessen.
Oh. Brian Austin Green.
Oh, god damn it. Nirminir. Amy Jo Johnson.
Oh. I know there's more. Oh, Keisha Knight Pullum.
Oh. Got me with the GD Pullum.
Jamie Lynn Sigler.
Jamie Lynn Spears.
She was not 90s.
She was born then. Okay, I don't have any more. Gosh. Next question. That was pretty good, though. That was pretty good.
Would have accepted Chad Michael Murray.
Chad Michael Murray. I used to love Chad Michael Murray.
I didn't realize three names were such a big thing.
Oh my god, yeah. Chad Michael Murray, yeah. Hmm.
Sure, Freddie Prinze Jr. counts.
Yeah, that counts.
Oh, yeah. I was, Freddie Prinze Jr. It's part of the name's Jr.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay, next one.
Sarah Michelle Gellar. Okay, moving on.
Sarah Michelle Gellar.
It's Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Everyone big had three names. Wow. Should I start going as James Lance Bass?
Yeah.
That just doesn't sound
right. No.
James Lance Bass.
Lance Bass is good.
Attorney at law.
Yeah.
Okay, next question. The year 2000. Kentwood, Louisiana, opened a museum dedicated to which?
Britney Spears.
Lord.
Fun fact, she wasn't born in Kentwood. She was born in Macomb, Mississippi.
But just grew up there later.
Yeah, whatever.
Name this actress turned singer's debut album.
Jennifer Lopez.
Metamorphosis. Oh. That was released in 2003.
2003 Metamorphosis.
Wait, actress?
Actress turned singer.
Lindsay Lohan?
No.
I don't know. That's a good guess.
Actress turned singer.
Oh, Hilary Duff?
You got it.
Yeah, duh. Yeah, Metamorphosis. Yeah. Duh. Classic.
Now, Lance.
Yeah.
I'll bring you back to the VMAs for this one.
Okay.
What year did Madonna and Britney kiss?
That would be probably the year 2000?
Nope.
2001.
2000? No,
2002. Nope.
99?
I was in high school.
Nope.
No, I was 2003.
Yep.
That was 2003?
I was in high school.
That was the last VMAs I went to at that time.
It was.
Yeah. Oh, guys, the outlets are here. We're stopping at the outlets.
Is this where we're stopping?
Of course.
No, we're not.
I think. They said the Barstow outlets. This is Barstow.
Oh, well, that's probably where we're stopping.
Yeah. All right, one more question.
Okay, back to the teen heartthrobs. Which one ditched his middle name when releasing his debut album?
Debut album ditched his middle name. Was he an actor?
Yes.
Okay.
Was it Brian Greene?
Yes.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Brian Austin Greene, who we're going to have.
Yes.
We're going to have on the show.
Brian Greene, yeah. Yeah. Perfect.
We saw Brian Greene at his 50th birthday party.
We saw Brian Greene when we were doing our road trip San Francisco down to LA.
Yeah.
Okay, last question. Okay. I'm pulling up here. This former teen idol turned rock star.
Oh.
Played bad boy Jordan.
Oh.
Delano.
Jared Leto.
Jared Leto.
Yeah.
He's such a bad boy.
I want to know his secret of aging.
Now, if you guys didn't pick me up as a hitchhiker, and you could pick any celebrity to pop into the car.
Oh.
I mean, I'm always going to pick someone like Jennifer Aniston. I think she'd just be fun.
You'd want Jennifer Aniston, of all people, to get in the car?
Why not? Who else would you?
Of all the celebrities in the world, Jennifer Aniston?
I think she'd be fun to road trip with.
I would say... Who would be fun? I feel like Adele would be fun.
Yeah,
I feel like she'd have good banter. She'd be funny. Yeah. She'd sing along.
She'd have good banter.
Good banter. Yes.
Good banter.
Good banter.
Yes, Adele would be great.
Adele would be fun, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Turkey.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
Yeah. Thank you. Are you apologizing to me for everyone to hear?
Okay.
This is a first.
We do have to apologize because we got lost, but we did not know we were lost.
Well, we did because we were following you and we were in...
We were following
Jamie
GPS.
And I... Listen, yeah, but you didn't check first. You just... Where your GPS was taking you.
By the way, Daniel Fishel was in charge. So if you're going to yell at someone, yell at my ex.
No, I'm yelling at you. Okay. I'm yelling at you.
No, you called us on speaker. I'm like, yeah, we missed that one exit. We turned around.
I was like, you missed four exits. And we, because we were in the security's car, we had to follow you. And the security refused to veer from you. So we're like, God damn it. You missed the first exit, then the second, then the third, then a fourth. And then finally, the security's like, no, I got to follow him. And I was like, you turn off this exit right now. I don't care where he's going. He'll figure it out.
We literally thought you were crazy. I'm like, we missed one exit.
I know. You're like,
we're looking at the GPS and it's taking us right to Green Valley Ranch. So I'm like, all right, like, okay, ignore him.
Resort and casino, not the city.
We're gabbing. Well, first off, I didn't know Green Valley Ranch was an area, like a whole neighborhood, like huge area.
The directions were given to you ahead of time.
Look, we put it in our GPS. It took us to a random house in the middle of the Green Valley Ranch neighborhood.
Uh-huh. Sure did.
Not the casino.
Uh-huh.
But you know what? It made for a good story. And we were just gabbing away, catching up.
Oh, I'm sure you just did that purposely so you could neck each other.
We were not necking.
Okay.
We weren't necking at all. Okay.
I
swear.
I was just trying to catch you in a lie.
So yeah, we apologize. You were right. We were on the wrong way. But here we are at the casino.
We're finally here.
I don't know why I keep saying casino.
I know. Who, like, what? What it was a casino?
I feel like I know someone in my life that always says casino. So I always say casino.
Okay.
I think it's a very Mississippi thing.
No, it's a you thing. I don't think anyone else in Mississippi says it.
Yeah, I think they say casino.
Okay. I'll go with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So here we are. I'm excited. You know, that was a long drive. But it was very comfortable in my Hyundai.
You know what? It was, first of all, the car was amazing. It drove so smoothly.
Smooth.
I know.
Like real but smooth.
Because we stopped so many times, it did not feel like it was a 28-hour journey to the moon.
Usually I'm just 100 miles an hour, let's get there. 3.5 hours in there.
Yeah.
This was actually very enjoyable.
But every time we stopped, like every segment only felt like half an hour, honestly, even though it was much longer.
Yeah. Let's do it again.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, another 10 years?
No, next week. Let's go. Okay.
See you then.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for following us on the road trip to Vegas for the iHeart Radio Music Festival. I am super excited for the Tim McGraw, TLC, Fall Out Boy. There's some major, major acts here, and I'm going to fangirl all over that.
Yeah.
And we have some, really fun people we're going to be interviewing too.
Well, I can't wait.
All right. So, and we want to thank Hyundai for making this possible.
Yes. Big thank you to Hyundai.
What a great smooth ride. Y'all are awesome. All right, guys. Love you so much. Be good to each other out there. Don't drink and drive. Take care of those animals. And remember,
stay frosted.
Hey, thanks for listening. Follow us on Instagram at Frosted Tips with Lance
and Michael Turgenart
and at Lance Bass for all your pop culture needs.
And make sure to write us a review and leave us 5 stars, 6 if you can. See you next time.
Hey, LA, Lance Bass here with the latest in the City of Angels. Immerse yourself in our vibrant fashion scene where exclusive streetwear meets high-end boutiques. Stroll through styles defining our bold, wildly creative city, like the unique finds at Melrose Trading Post, a real LA gem. Explore star-studded experiences on Hollywood Boulevard, behind-the-scenes studio tours, and moments of awe under our legendary blue sky. Picture this. The iconic Griffith Observatory, inspiring directors worldwide. Plan your weekend at discoverla.com. It's the time to leave your mark in the City of Angels. Lance Bass, zatting off.